These books, yeah, even though I made it a little bit, is actually Prem Vilas, Atul Krishna. They're editorial. They're designers. Aranya Maharaj, Shamarani D.D., Madhav Maharaj, my wife Susie. They all helped. I only just went to the printer and picked up the books.
Your wife?
Yeah, Susie back there.
Oh, very well. Thank
Govinda
you all.
Govinda Dasi, yeah. The devotees from the Mott driving us back and forth to the printer.
Where is?
Jai Rishi also gave.
Jai Rishi donated for software.
Very good.
So all of your disciples and followers helped me do a little.
Where is Prem Vilas? Prem Vilas is here. Very good presentation.
Now, this is just the first printing that's done very quickly, so we had for the festival. In 2 months, we print very big, big, big print run.
Very good. It is too good.
Brahma Samhita, origin of Rath Yatra. Viva! This has pictures in.
So be that Shamrani collected?
Yes.
Mike?
Oh, for good.
That mic for you.
That mic is what you
need. Very good. Oh, it has become so much big.
Big, big, big. I wanted to do in 2 or 3 volumes, can sell more. Sri Bhajan Rahasya. Haribo! They have a fold-out poster.
Oh, very good.
They are very first-class designers you have.
Bhajan Dimala Didi.
Yes, I remember.
Chart on Bhajan Rahasya.
Very good. Thank you all, especially to you that you published. And all who helped. Who is he? Where is Jai Gopal? Stand up. Jai Gopal?
Yes, he's here.
Oh.
He has worked so much to make very nice graphics. Also, Krishna Kavanya Prabhu and Ganadas Prabhu.
My heartly blessings to you. Who? Gandhi is there. Who Gandhi?
Oh. Stand out where Gurudev can see you.
And what more?
And then we designed a catalog. Radhakanta pushed it very hard. Bhakti Siddhartha worked on it very hard. And Atul Krishna made it possible.
List of books.
This is all of your books and also all of Srila Prabhupada's books that are authorized and approved.
Very good.
So now people can get catalog and order from the catalog. Simple
this
catalog.
Will help.
Yes. Okay. Oh, see, we also put in the back of the book, these are the devotees who have taken at least 2 cases of all the books so they can provide for people in their area all of your books and all of Srila Prabhupada's books.
Very good. They can order.
Yes, they can order by phone, by internet, by... And also, right after class, these will be available. They all know that. These will be available at the book table.
Oh, yes. Oh, where is my Gurudev?
There.
Anyhow,
I can bring another set.
Yeah.
You should bring. Present to my guru.
Yes. Do you
order.
Want, I can give him another set?
Yes, please.
Okay, give it.
Oh, he is presenting.
Oh, he is presenting. Yeah. Yeah.
He's very happy?
Yes. We are all very happy. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Srila Gurudev.
Namo Vishnu Padaya.
Krishna.
Jnanatimirandhasya Jnanan jana shalakaya Chakshurun militam chena Tasmai shi gurave Vancha kalpataro vyasya Kripasindhu bhai vacha Patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Gurave Gauratchandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishna Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Yang prabhrajanta manupetam apeta krityam dvaipayano yakatarajuham Kutreti tanmaitayatar vobhinedu Tam sarvabhosaridayam munimas tavai vasmi Najivami taya bina iti vidgay radhe tannay maam charanam By millions of humble dandavat pranam and at the lotus feet of my paramaradhyatam guru padpadma nitya lila pravishtam vishnu pasi smadbhakti pragyan kishavasvam and unto the lotus feet of my shiksha guru shri shrimad bhakti vedanta swami to all guru. So I'm very happy that so many senior devotees, sincere devotees, the disciples of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, all are in big number they are coming. I'm very happy. Very happy. I think that so many will come to Beja also. So in the morning I told that we should know really bhakti is what is bhakti. Not only hearing by this ear and taking out, but really follow and realize. Even full bhakti is so high that rare in this world are to realize all these things. But even the last fraction of bhakti, that is shraddha, we should begin from shraddha. So what is shraddha and how it comes and what is the effect of shraddha? We should know. And try to keep it in your heart and to follow. So first, Sriman Bhaktivedanta Aranya Maharaj will speak on this subject and he will begin.
Aim is to attain prema prayojan. This is our aim and objective. Yet, it can't be attained all at once. First of all, the first attainment is that of shraddha, which is the tiniest, most minute, indivisible unit of that highest prema. What is shraddha What are the symptoms of sadhana?
How
it comes, all of these things have been described very, very specifically in the Shastras. First of all, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Pad, he explained, Shraddha Shabde Vishwas Kohe Sudhidanishthai Krishna Bhakti Kaila Sarva Karma Krita Hai. Shraddha has been called the unwavering conviction that simply by engaging in the angas of bhakti, shavanam, kirtanam, smaranam, pada sevanam, asnavanam, dasam, satam, atmanivedanam, simply by performing these things, every other type of obligation, every other type of responsibility has been completely performed. There's nothing else to do. When a person is convinced that his only obligation, his only duty in life is the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parabrahma, Paratattva, the Supreme Absolute Truth, and that the service of all those things which are not the Absolute Truth should be given up, oh, then this is called Shraddha, faith. In Amlai Sutra, there Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also defined faith. He said, Shraddha tananyo varjam bhakti unmukhi chitta vritti vishesh. Chitta vritti vishesh. Shraddha or faith means that very special disposition of the heart which remains forever inclined towards acts of loving service. The heart is always inclined, has that disposition to serve Krishna at every moment. And anyo varjam, to leave behind all types of karma, activities which are performed for the sake of getting some remuneration, motivating activities, and jnana, the performance of activities or the cultivation of knowledge and philosophy with the aim and object of becoming freed from the miseries of this world and freed from the cycle of birth and death, mukti. And activities such as the performance of yoga for the accumulation of siddhi, mystic powers, the performance of activities for elevation to heavenly planets, all these types of activities, karma, jnana, yoga, all are completely discarded because the heart is specifically inclined only towards acts of loving service. This is called shraddha. When this shraddha is present in the heart, in the next sutra, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, sa cha sharanapati lakshanam, the symptom of a person in whose heart this shraddha has appeared. They have an outer symptom that is called sharanapati or sharanagati. They have unconditional surrender. Anupo yascha sankalpapat ko yascha vibhartanam rakshishati ki vishvasto goptitta ibaranam tata atmanikshepana karpanye sadvida sharanagati. If this faith has come, then they are very careful to protect it, because it's such a valuable thing. Just as we see when the devotees come to India, they're always worried. Where's my passport? Is it still there? My travel's checks. That's okay. They want to look after these things very carefully. So if someone has sadhana, really, then they take care of it. How? Anukul yasya sankalpa. They have a very firm vow to accept everything in their life which is favorable for progress in devotional service. Pratikul yasya yubarjanam. And unequivocally, without looking back, they walk away from everything which may be detrimental to the development of pure devotional service. And rakshishatiti vishvaso goptitve varnam tata. They're not afraid of what will happen to them in the future. Who will maintain me when I grow old? These kinds of thoughts and feelings, they don't come. Why? Krishna is my maintainer. Goptitve varnam tata. He will maintain me. Rakshishatiti vishvaso. And if there's any danger, if any very life-threatening calamity will approach them, then what will they do? Take out their gun. No. Only one thing. Pray to Krishna. Why? Because Krishna will always protect me. If Krishna wants to protect me, no one can harm me. If someone wants to harm me, Krishna wants to harm me. No one can protect me. So no fear at all. And Akanikshepana Karpanye, they have no independence, self-interest. Their life of 24 hours a day is only meant for the service of Krishna. They have no other agenda. They have no other activities, no other schedule or ambitions outside of the ambition to serve Guru, Hari Guru and Vaishnavas. It is called Akanikshepana. To give up the mood of independence. And Karpanye means humility. They're very humble. They give respect to others. And this humility is also characterized by the feeling, I have not understood Siddhanta. I don't know the Shastra. I am bereft of a clear knowledge. And another aspect of humility, oh, because of my wicked activities of the past, I am bereft of the association of sadhus. Eheno durjana sadjana varjita. I am bereft of the association of qualified devotees, the near and dear family members of Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, when a person has this shraddha in his heart, then it will be characterized outwardly by their surrender. And the internal characteristic of that shraddha, the internal aspect, that is called Bhakti Lata Beach, the seed of devotion. Its internal characteristic is Krishna Seva Vasana, the desire to serve Krishna. How does it come? Brahmanda Brahmete Kon Bhagavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. The seed of the creeper of the devotion comes when a living entity has been wandering throughout the universe in many, many lifetimes. Sometimes, by accident, he may honor some Mahaprasadam. By accident, he may do parikrama in a holy place or fast on a kadasi. There are many examples given in Shastra. And knowingly or unknowingly, he accumulates sukriti, some pious credits. And when this sukriti reaches a critical mass, the result of this sukriti is that he comes face to face with the Sakshad Haritvena Samasta Shastre Uktastata Bhavyata Eva Sadvi Kintu Praboya Priya Eva Tasya Vande Guru Sri Chananaravindam. He comes face to face with Sakshad Hari, that personality who is 100% engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is a complete and perfect instrument in the hands of the Lord, who is a transparent via medium, who can completely and perfectly represent the conception of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the acharyas. He meets that person. And by the influence of that person, Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beach, by associating with him, Bhaktis Tu Bhagavat Sangha Bhakta Sangena Parijayate, the only cause of the awakening of bhakti in its most rudimentary form, in the form of shraddha, is the association of the devotee. Dadati pratibhrinati guhi makiti prititi bhunte bhojayate chaiva sadvida priti lakshanam. He has sadhu sangha. What is this sadhu sangha? Not an ordinary thing. First of all, sadhu. Sadnoti sadhayati cha krishna prem iti sadhu. Sadhu is that person. He is related to sattvastu, the eternal supreme reality, Sri Krishna. Kintu Praboya Priya Evatasya, very near and intimate associate of Krishna. And sadhu is that person who themselves, they're deeply absorbed in their sadhana bhajan. And by their instructions, they adjust our life so that we can also understand what is the actual line of pure sadhana, so that we can come in contact with the very live and invigorating currents of Braja Prem. That person is called sadhu. And what is sangha? Samyak rupain anugaman. Samyak rupain, to completely follow. When we have the chance to come in contact with such a high class of pure devotee, then that person, he tries to surrender himself there unconditionally and follow externally by his activities. and internally by having regular service and praying to Guru, that the internal moods of Guru will gradually begin to manifest within his heart. So by this sadhu sangha, faith is acquired, and this faith gradually begins to grow. Actually, ado sraddha tata sadhu sangata bhajana kriya tato na atani vrishisya tata nishta ruchis tata asa akta saktis tata bhava prema budantiti sadakanamyam prema parubhavi bhavet kramaha. From the stage of sraddha up to prema and up to snail man prana up to mahabhav, all of this is one substance only. It's only one substance. What is this? This is the vritti, or the function, the activity of Krishna's internal potency, Samvit Shakti and Hadini Shakti. It is one substance. So the living entity who receives this Shraddha, this faith, he is very fortunate. Because if he will take care of it very carefully, how? By following the orders of Guru and Vaishnava, and also by keeping a fence around his newly sprouting creeper in the form of good association. If he'll not make a fence around this sprouting creeper, then he'll get bad association. And in the association of those who have no inclination towards Shuddha Bhakti, completely pure and unmixed Bhakti, there will be a barrage of aparad, so many offenses. And it will come like the Hatimata, a mad elephant, and completely smash, destroy, uproot everything before it even begun. Therefore, those who have Shraddha, they try to protect it. This Shraddha is of two types. If a person has some faith, they have some faith in God, and think, I want to serve Him, this is not the sign that this Shraddha is transcendental. It may be Lokik Shraddha. Lokik Shraddha. That means worldly conviction. Is it coming from their mind? There are so many people in this world who have faith in something. Some people have faith in money, but this is not Shraddha. So some people also have faith in Bhagavan. But this faith in God is not transcendental. It may be a material kind of conviction coming from the mind and intelligence. What is the sign that it is transcendental? They have respect for Guru, but they also respect Vaishnava. In fact, when a living entity develops honor for all the paraphernalia of the Chinmayi Tattva, of the transcendental reality, at that time, his faith is considered to be genuine. That is called Paramarthik Shraddha. Paramarthik Shraddha causes such a strong conviction that that person will become so determined, and they cannot be deviated from the path of progress. Like Prahlad Maharaj, his father tried to throw him from the top of mountains, throw him under the feet of stampeding elephants, and give him poison, put him in fire. But he could not give up his hearing, chanting, and remembering. Srila Haridas Thakur was brought before the Muslim king. He said, stop chanting this name of the Hindu god, otherwise there will be very severe repercussions for you. Srila Haridas Thakur replied, Kanda kanda hai jaya jai jali pran, tabo ami padani na chari harinam. Oh my, your majesty, you may cut my body into thousands of pieces and I may give up my pran, my life air. But one thing is for certain, that my tongue cannot give up the chanting of this name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Paramarthik Shraddha is like this. It has no fear or rivals in this material world. It causes the heart to be disposed very clearly towards the service of Krishna. But this Paramarthik Shraddha is also of two types. One type is Shastra Artha Avadarnimayi Shraddha, and the other type is called Bhagavat Lila Madhurya Lobamayi Shraddha. The first type, Shastra Artha Avadarnimayi Shraddha, means that if a living entity coming into the association of devotees hears that, oh my dear brother, you are not this physical body, you are transcendental, you are Atman, the soul, you are eternal, and you are part and parcel of God. Because you have forgotten the Supreme Lord, therefore you are suffering in the endless chain of birth and death, sufferings and sorrows. Therefore, oh, give up your sleepiness and engage yourself in the service of God, because this is your duty. You are part of God, and just as the hand being part of the body should serve the body, so the soul being part of God should serve the Lord. That person hears this kata and he thinks, yes, this is my real duty in life. I should serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead because I'm his part. And if I don't, I have to take birth again. I have to go to school again. I have to fall in love again. Oh no. And he's afraid. He's afraid of this material existence. So on the one hand, it's his duty that he should serve God. So he does his duty. And on the other hand, he has some fear of the sufferings of this world. So he engages in bhakti. This type of faith, Shastra Arta Avadarnamayi Shastra, the faith which is based on some fear of the discipline, which is explained in the scriptures, this is the eligibility to begin the path of Vaidhi Bhakti, a regulative devotional service, which gradually grows and develops Nishta Ruchi Asakti Vaikuntha Bhav. It comes to the level of emotional attachment and loving sentiments for the Supreme Lord of Vaikuntha, the realm of opulence. On the other hand, if a living entity, by good fortune, somehow or other, wanders into the assembly, wherein there is a very Siddhantavit, a Rasik, Braja Rasik, a Rupanuga Vaishnava, who is, oh, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati, saturated from head to toe in only Ras, Ras, and Ras. The sweet transcendental loving affection between Radha and Krishna, that person, his heart is absorbed. If he speaks, only very sweet nectar is coming. Even if he does not speak, that mood is emanating from the atoms of his body even. So if the living entity will have the chance to associate with such a person, and hearing the pastimes of Krishna, then one obsession comes and begins to pervade their mind. They become obsessed. Ragatmikaika nishta ye brajavasi janadishu tesam bhava pite lubda tatradi karavan. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad said, hearing about the Brijvasis, how the friends of Krishna, they can wrestle with him, how they can give him their own remnants, or hearing how Madhya Yashoda feeds Krishna her breast milk, how she can chastise him and twist his ear, or hearing how the gopis of Vrindavan, how they please Krishna by all of their loving services, by singing and dancing in so many ways, then that person, a feeling comes in his heart, an obsession, I want to love Krishna like the Brijvasis, particularly one or another. They may be attracted to serve Krishna like his friends, or like his parents, or especially like the gopis of Vrindavan. When this obsession enters his heart, when this greed to become like them comes into his heart, this is called Bhagavad Lila Madhurya Lobamayi Shraddha, the faith which is based exclusively on greed. Now this person, he's hearing, chanting, and remembering not out of fear, and not because he thinks he'll have to take birth repeatedly in this world, but the impetus which initiates all of his devotional activities is simply a greed to love Krishna in the way that the residents of Vrindavan love him. So this type of shraddha, this faith, is the eligibility to begin the path of Raganuga Bhakti, for which Shri Mahaprabhu appeared in this world. Prema rasa nirjas karite asudan raga marga bhakti loke karite pracharan. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here to taste the praying, the loving sentiments of Srimati Radhika from her point of view, how she loves him. And for the sake of the world, he wanted to distribute Radha Marga Bhakti, the path of Raganuga Bhakti. So that path, it begins with the initial appearance of Lobamayi Shraddha, faith based on greed within the heart of the living entity. And it may come in the heart of anyone. Be careful. It may come in the heart of anyone at any moment. You cannot control it. It is quite independent. So I think that those who have come assembled here in the Furama Hotel, they have some Sukriti. They must have so much sukriti because on the way they're asking Furama, Furama, Rama, Rama, Rama. So they're chanting so much Namavas. And eventually they came to this place and sitting at the lotus feet of Paramarajatam Guru Pada Padma, Vishnu Pada Stoda Satsisima Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. Who really is such a Vaishnava, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati. Kriyatan Yagi Kutopi Lavyate, Rupa Goswami Padim Padyavali, and Srila Prabhupada actually, Srila S.T. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he said, I have called my society, ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and this phrase, Krishna Consciousness, I took from this particular verse of Padyavali, the International Society for Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati. It is a society for that. So then the verse goes on to explain that Kriyatan Yagi Kutopi Lavyate. If such a faith, if such a greed is available in any place, then what should you do? Go there without delay. Kutopi, that means anywhere. If such a greed to serve lotus feet of Radha and Krishna is available anywhere, then without any caste or creed, without any denomination, without any institutional or constitutional considerations, at once go to that place, sit there and hear that Harikatha. And then there's a very good chance that if one will hear with honor that such a greed, which is so rare and so valuable, will enter into the core of one's heart.
Vishakha and Sudevi, where are they? She is not? Why?
She's preparing for your arrival in Baja.
Also.
Then you should prepare in Dudiya. What I call it? Who will help me?
Sarva Bhavanapur.
He has come.
He prepared a new song. Also.
He is here. Sarva Bhavanapur.
Sarva.
Where is Sarva?
From Hawaii.
Sarva Bhavanapur.
Oh,
where is he?
Yeah.
He was searching him.
Thank you.
pressing like that. Okay. From tomorrow, I want that a line should be given of any row from there. Nishchinta Prabhu and up to here. That all male devotees should be there and lady devotees should be there. Again. What?
she's saying that the Vyasa Sun is too low, so people at the back, they cannot see you very well.
Yes,
they want to be
it
higher.
Is also somewhat necessary to bring the ashan some high. Try to do it. If not so be, but still my place should be some high. That very easily all can. Begin. Saffron cloth.
Saffron cloth?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of saffron cloth here.
Give anyone there.
One day while walking down my song road, we met a man saffron nose upon a voice's name. He was chanting the holy name. He said, come with me, my daughters and sons. Your spiritual journey has just begun. Chant the holy names of the Lord, and all desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be yours. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Oh.
my daughters and sons. Your spiritual journey has just begun. Chant the holy names of the Lord, and all desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be, and all desirable things will be yours. Hare Krishna.
Ancient time, there were very young, beautiful boy, very beautiful, and also he was so much qualified. But anyhow, he became attached to a prostitute, and he gave his everything, all wealth, everything. Even he left his wife, children, everything, position. But you know, prostitute, what is the nature of prostitute? They will love, show affection artificially. Only the purpose is to take money, nothing else. They don't think that, oh, this young person is qualified or not. He is beautiful or not. They don't want all these things. Only they want money. So, when that young boy, he gave everything to that prostitute, then she saw that now he cannot give anything, so he kicked. Don't come to me. And then, oh, what I have done? Mistake. I've done a great, grand mistake. And then he was repenting. And it was about tonight. At once, his heart was what?
Penetrating 2 months.
Years.
And he left the prostitute house. And he wanted to suicide. So he went in it. Anyhow, in forest. But it became so dark. Heavy rain came. And this was cold day. Though we want to die, but to die is not so much easy. So he began to think, he forget to die. And he wanted any shelter that where he can pass his night. So he saw in the jungle,
it's a forest.
Or there was a temple. And that temple was old and
broken.
Anyhow, he went and took shelter in a corner. What doing? repenting. On always, he wanted to give up the thinking of that prostitute. But again and again, coming, coming, coming. And he was weeping. And what became of that prostitute when he left? Then he remembered that that young wife was very beautiful. And he used to love me from his heart. So I have done mistake. I should not have done this. So she began to repent. And also she followed that, oh, I should go and I should satisfy him and to pray. She also followed. Oh, he asked so many persons that, have you seen any boy going this way? Oh, so he followed and he also went into the same forest. And it was so dark and raining heavy. So she also began to seek a shelter and she went in the same temple. But it was so dark that anyone could not see anything there. So she takes shelter in other corner. And whole life repenting, weeping for that boy. And he was weeping for that. Oh, luckily it was the day of Nrisimhadev. And luckily that temple, old temple was of Sri Nrisimhadev. Oh, this is called Sukriti. And no drinking. Not criticizing anyone. Only weeping, 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 weeping. Oh. So no eating, it became easily what?
Fasting.
Fasting. And Nrisimhadev temple. Whole night not sleeping. Unsleeping. What is this? This is a Agyat Sukriti. He never knew it all. And what became? After that, he became Prahlad.
Next morning they meet each other.
Next morning they met each together. And they began to weep and apologize each other. And then anyhow they returned back. So this is called Agyat Sukriti. How it became? Why he went on the same day? And she repeated him. Why? And why they met there? Oh, there is some mercy of Krishna. There is something, no doubt at all. We call something sometimes accident. But what is accident? Oh, there is some mercy of Krishna and Krishna has, we are part and parcel, eternal servant of Krishna by constitution. But anyhow, from marginal line, though our constitution form is to serve Krishna, but it never became manifested. And for marginal line, we have come. You should know that there are so many kinds of jivas. Some coming from Baldev Prabhu in Golok Vrindavan, they are serving Radha Krishna conjugal. Eternal. They have not seen, realized that what this world is. Some coming from Baldev in Dwarka and they are serving Krishna like that. Some coming from his manifestation Mahasankarsam and they are serving Vaikunth like Vaikuntheshwar, Narayan, Sri Ramachandra, Nrisimha and all others. They are also all revealed. But those who are coming from the incarnation of Mahasankarsan, that is Karna Sai Vishnu, oh, they come for Marjulal. We have come all from there, not from Golok. Anyone who has received the service and test the service of Krishna, they cannot come down. They cannot be again conditioned soul. If once anyone has gone there by so much going from Shraddha to Prem, how they can? There is no Maya, Mahamaya, only Yogamaya. So she will always help. No question of forgetting Krishna from there. So the conditioned souls, we have come from marginal line, from the light of Karnabdha Sai Vishnu. So, anyhow, coming from Baldev Prabhu, coming from Radhika, Kaya View of Radhika, or conditioned soul, or realized soul, all are part and parcel of Krishna. So he has so much unconditional love, causeless mercy to all. He cannot tolerate what we are now suffering by so many ways, adhyatmik, adhi bhautik, adhi devik. Especially, you are wealthy, you are healthy, having so much position, all quality, but you will have to one day vault. All the beautiful ladies and men, they will have to be. Whether you are, you want or not, and one day you will have to die. You cannot take a single farthing from this world, even not a hair, nothing from here. Only if you had done some sukriti, or you have done pure bhakti, this can go with you. Otherwise, never. So, undoubtedly, undoubtedly, Krishna is causeless merciful. So he cannot tolerate that his fraction, his all the jiva, eternal servant, should suffer. If we worldly people, we don't want that my children should suffer, then how Krishna will tolerate? So, mercifully, sometimes he descends himself. Sometimes he comes in his incarnations, like Ram, Nishingha, Kalki, Baman, Ram, and so on. He comes. And sometimes, also you can see, you can think of Jesus Christ also. Oh, he is also a messenger. So, sometimes he comes himself with his whole parikar,
associates.
And he makes so much pathetic leela,
pastimes,
like Ram. Sometimes pastimes like Nrisimha Bhagavan. In a moment he killed a person who has a bone not to die in day, in night, even by any weapon, even any mantra, even not in sea, not in the sky.
Not inside room, outside room.
No day, no night. But in a moment, he was killed. Why? Because he tortured a bhakt like Prahlad. So if anyone he's doing some
offensive
a Vaishnava, the tree which are full of flower,
fruits,
cows,
gosu, vipresu, vedesu,
babe, and all, they are neglecting, especially Vaishnava. Oh, Krishna will come in any way. Sometimes he sends his Sudarshan Chakra that saved Ambarish Maharaj. Sometimes like Nishinadev. And sometimes like Sri Ram. What he did? Who is Sri Ram? Himself, Krishna. And what he was doing? Bitterly weeping for O Sita. He became mad. And he did so pathetic pastime that all can weep by hearing. So why he did? And when he came in the himself, Swayam Bhagavan, Krishna, Nandanandan, Brajandanandan, and what he did? Oh, miracle, that Ram even could not do, Nrisimha cannot do. He called on float. All. He called also to condition soul and others. But they could not hear. Even the person like motherhood and
friends,
oh, even they could not hear. Who heard? Only gopis. Though he called, even he is called, even Vrindavan today, he is calling, Bansi is going on. Sweet verses are coming. He is calling us all. He is sending messengers like Swamiji in Western countries. Oh, go and call. They should come to Vrindavan and meet me there. If they cannot come, I will create Vrindavan there in their mind and heart. Amen. So how merciful is he? And that is why. Oh, he makes some rules and regulations that if we follow or touch even touch, oh, we will be very easy associates of Krishna. Very easy. Even we can touch. And that is why as a Krishna he played, how pathetic. He took birth in the jail of Kans, and at once he left that place and went to Praja and became some son of Nanda and Yashoda. And beginning 10 years, he played all the pastimes of Praja. And just after that he went to Mathura, killed Kans with his whole associates, and then he left that place and went to Dwarka, and big war like Mahabharata was done. And so many persons, demons were killed, and the sadhus were sent. Oh, if anyone will hear all the pastimes of Krishna, or even one pastimes of Krishna, touch only by heart, then what will become? Gradually, the Shraddha, that he explained, will come. Without mercy of Krishna, no Shraddha, nothing is there. So I told about Prahlad, that how unknowingly the Sukriti, by the special mercy of Krishna, was there to show all Jagat.
General mass.
We can know that Prahlad was not original Prahlad. Prahlad is eternal associate of Nrisimhadev Bhagavan. He cannot come. No need of Sukriti, nothing. But his fraction, that his manifestation, not that who mixed in Prahlad. Like, you know, Nanda Baba, Drona Dhara. Actually, Drona Dhara, oh, they made so much
austerity.
And a bone from Brahmaji was given. That Supreme Lord will come as your son. A love will come
parental mood for Supreme Lord.
The was born. But why this bone? Only the mercy of Krishna. So he came in Gokul and he took birth. And in Shastra it has been told that that became Nanda Baba and Dhara became
Yasoda Maiya.
But if you will see very deeply the mood of Shastra, explanation of our Acharyas, then we will see that Nanda Baba, Yasoda are eternal father and mother, no beginning, no end. Then who were Drona, Dhara? They were Basu, Gandharva, and they wanted to that parental mode, and so they did that. And when they took birth here, they mixed in Nanda Baba to realize. Very, very confidential, these things.
And he told after that, after Bharat Krishna Lila, they became nevars of Nanda and Yasoda and Jagadguru.
Then, when it was finished, Krishna Lila, then Drona Dhara became the neighbors of Nanda Baba Yasoda and having so varsalya prem to Krishna. And Nanda Baba was there. Nanda Baba is not only one Nanda Baba. As Krishna in all universes is doing so many pastimes. Oh, he's all associated like that. So very confidential, all these things. So, Shraddha comes. The root of all these Shraddhas, knowingly, unknowingly. Oh, this is the mercy of Krishna. That mercy comes in two ways. Either by the mercy of Krishna, either the mercy of we see that Narad Rishi. By his special causeless mercy, so many more than Krishna himself. He is so merciful, even more than Krishna, because Krishna has made, Krishna has given him this tendency, this mode, that go and help others. So Guru is, Narada is Guru, and Guru is the essence of the mercy of Krishna. Embodiment of Shranu Sharadava Nalani Laloka Trana Hana Hana Tasya Narnamasya Vande Roshi Sharana. Oh, the embodiment of Krishna mercy is being there. And in Gurudev, root Gurudev is Baldev Prabhu. And from incarnation of Baldev Prabhu is Narad. The mercy of, whole mercy of Baldev Prabhu has become like a form. And that form is called, so he is the root of all the Gurus. Our Guru Parampara, from Brahma Narad. So Krishna has ordered him, go without invitation. You can go to this worldly world, to Swarga, Bhor Bhua Mahajana Sata Tappa, and Brahmalok and Shivalok. Also in Vaikuntha, in Ayodhya, in Dwarka, in Mathura, everywhere. And it is my boon that you will be millions and millions of forms you can have, and thus fish everywhere. Or so many tongues, millions of millions tongues, to do kirtan. Narada Muni Bajaye Vrindavan Sura Vrindavan. Narada Muni Bajaya Narad Muni Bajaye Dina Radhika Raman Naame
Narad Muni Bajaye Dina Radhika Raman Naame
Hari Nama Yamani Uttikaha Bhagavad
Thank you.
Especially transcendental sraddha, and in especially in lobhamayi sraddha, that he
explained
in morning. You should try to remember all these things. Then you can write. So that high class of transcendental lobhamayi sraddha depends on the mercy of Krishna and his associates' mercy. But there is also something more, and that is that Krishna mercy is independent to the mercy of
devotees.
Dependent. Yes. So Krishna will not hear your anything, your prayers, nothing, if any guru like Narad or in our Guru Pandya, if they will certify, then if they will tell Krishna, be merciful to this, I know, I certify, then otherwise Krishna hears. Because why he will not see us? Because always engaged in Vrindavan sweet pastime. So he forgets everything. But Saranga Sharanagati Hoibe Jaha. So they will tell. Oh Narad, Narad will tell. Oh, I have given a course to the Jai and Vijay. No. Nalkubra Manigriv. So we should always remember and keep my word. Brahma will remind to Krishna that I have given some course to Hiranyakashipu and others. Please keep my words. Like Brahma, he told to Hanuman, what he told? Oh, keep my words that I have given bone to Indrajit, that he can bind by his Nagpash, by the
Brahmastra.
Anyone cannot be saved.
Hanuman has benediction.
And then what? Hanuman? Oh, he took Nagpash. And
not Nagpash.
You don't divisiate. They were telling right. Brahma has given a boon that anyone cannot bind Hanuman, and also Indrajit can bind everybody. So he binded Hanuman. Hanuman mercifully took that and very easily again came out of that. So though Krishna is merciful, but his devotees, like Narad, like others, like Prahlad, very merciful. Nishing, they wanted to give so many bones to Prahlad Maharaj. He told, any bone you like, you can ask me. He told that, any wish to have any bone should be finished. this is my boss. He told, but even you should ask something. Oh, then he began to think, what should I do? Then he told that, oh, my father should be
liberated
because he so much
offended
me and you. Then he told, it has been done. Oh, you should ask any bone. My darshan be
infallible.
So should not be
going in vain. My darshan should not go in vain.
Go in vain. So you should ask any bone. That he told. Then he told that. I want to take all the misery of whole world.
I have to suffer.
All the reaction.
I want to suffer for them.
I want to suffer for them and be merciful to them and liberate all and keep in your service. So, how he is? He told that your nature is that. So, you should fulfill my desire. So, by his mercy, so many demons, sons, children were became so Mahaparam Bhagavata. So, this is mercy of Krishna and Narada Rishi, by which, oh, gracefully this Shraddha comes. Especially by the mercy of a special kind of Rasik Vaishnava, realized and Rasik Bhauk Bhakta, oh, Loh Mai Shraddha. If anyone will hear Chaitanya Charitamrita Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami or see Krishna Das Kabirat Goswami and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur in this line, oh, must he will be. He will have what kind of Shraddha? Lobhmai Shraddha, even. Though Rupa Goswami has told, Adau Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sang. But really, Sadhu Sang are so many kinds of. So first will come Sadhu Sangha, by which Sukriti will come. Otherwise it cannot come. Very quickly they will go to your doors. Oh, can you give me a glass of water? Why? They don't need. Ki nahi kono kaj.
Mahanta
sabhav ei
tarite
pramar.
Also
in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Mahat
vichalanam
nirnam.
Oh, you should. You don't know? You know? You know? Atul Krishna Prabhu, you know? Mahat vichalanam nirnam. You know?
You should.
In easy language that all can understand.
This verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Mahatvichalanam grinam dehanam dina tejasam nirsasaya bhagavan nirsasaya
bhagavan kalpate kochin.
Oh, more louder please.
This verse describing the glories of the mercy of the Vaishnava. Described that Mahatvichalanam grinam. The pure Vaishnava, he is Mahat, he is so great. He goes to visit the houses of the Grihasthas who are generally fallen. They go there for no self-interest, they're only going there to give mercy to others. Like Srila Sukadeva Goswami described, he would never stay anywhere longer than it took time to milk a cow. So Vaishnava has the Supreme Personality of Godhead, therefore they are not lacking anything. But only to give mercy to others, they give people a chance for seva. So we know that some Vaishnavas like Sri Gokshanas Babaji Maharaj, they are not accepting seva from anyone. It's not possible you can give them any cloth, anything to eat. But still, some Vaishnavas are even more merciful. They are called Gostananandis. In order to increase the security of the jivas in this world, they preach and expand the family of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by accepting disciples, by allowing us to render so many types of seva. Why? Srila Gokul Maharaj used to ask his disciples, are you maintaining me? No. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is maintaining me. But unless the Guru or the Vaishnava accepts seva from us, then how we can be delivered So, thank you very much.
Thank you. So, really, what he told in morning about Shraddha, he explains, but really I told you the mercy, and that causeless mercy of Krishna and Vaishnava, and especially Vaishnava. But why Rupa Goswami told Adav Shraddha? Oh, he told that in explanations he has told. Anyhow, in the beginning, there must be sadhu sangha. Without this, the tendency to serve Krishna cannot come. Those who are serving and realizing what happiness will come by service, by serving Krishna, our transcendental form will be realized and will be again engaged in Krishna service. Those who have realized, like Narada and others, they can very boldly and strongly tell anyone. So, the tendency to serve Krishna is really the
in the form of the Bhakti Lata Beach.
Yes, Bhakti Lata Beach, that is called. Even the seed of Shraddha. If Shraddha is there, like us, but no tendency to serve Krishna, and more to devotees of Krishna, then there is actually no Shraddha. That is why we deviate. So first, Sadhu Sangha gives so many Hari Katha, very much, sweet Hari Katha. And we hear that, even Krishna is the Supreme Lord, having all kinds of power. He was binded by the rope of Mother Yashoda. That rope was not this rope, but that rope is like of Sneharajju. By love and affection he was binded. So hearing all these things, the other pastimes of Krishna, from beginning to end, Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, a tendency may come that I should serve Krishna like Sridham Sugal, like a friend. I should serve Krishna like Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba. Otherwise, I want to serve Krishna and Radhika conjugal like gopis. A tendency will come. When it will come, then outer symptom of Shraddha, that is this, Shraddha in the words of Krishna, in the words of scriptures, and the words of devotees, in the words of Gurudev, it will come. Otherwise it will not come. So this is the root. And it will come only by the Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sadhu. So without Sadhu Sangha you cannot. I think that you are chanting, remembering in your houses and in your ashrams. But you are coming here, realizing something more here, inspiring?
Yes.
Or sleeping here? Have you come for wealth?
No.
So this is inspiration. It's bound to come. They have called you. I have come. I have given inspiration. That call all those who are nearer to Pelle, those who, also some devotees from England,
from
or some from Brazil,
Germany.
From Germany. Germany, so many from Australia,
France,
oh, French, Netherlands, and
Florida,
everywhere, from Alachua, everywhere, from Canada,
Hawaii,
oh, so many. So,
India.
Oh, Krishna Das from India. No. We have called you only to be, have the tendency to serve Krishna. But only the service of alone Krishna will not do, to serve his associate. And in this, all associates, Brajgopi are highest. In all Brajgopi, who is highest?
Radhika.
So the service of Radhika to inspire you in this. If you are inspired, even one devotee, then I will think I am successful in my mission. Go!